All right. So there's this new memory framework out of NUS that's claiming some genuinely wild efficiency wins. 118,000 tokens per query. For context, LangMem is burning through 3.26 million.
Right.
That's a 27 times reduction. I know we've talked about the token cost theater before, but this one feels like actual work.
Okay, but before we crown it, what's the central claim? Because I'm already suspicious that this is, we built a better RAG system dressed up as revolutionary.
No, it's actually different. The whole thing is, memory isn't retrieved. It's reconstructed.
Okay, that's cognitive science, not novel.
Yeah, but hear me out. They mean it operationally. Current systems rely on a static retrieve then reason paradigm. This rigid pipeline design prevents them from dynamically adapting memory access to intermediate evidence discovered during inference. So you retrieve a document, you start reasoning over it, you discover you actually need a different angle. Too bad. You already committed to what you pulled. Mragent flips it. The agent uses the backbone LLM's reasoning ability. And here's the clever part. Memory recall unfolds sequentially rather than as a passive readout. The system starts with small, specific triggers from the user's prompt, a person's name, an action, a place. These initial hints point to connecting concepts instead of massive blocks of text. By following these metadata stepping stones, the agent gathers small pieces of evidence one by one, using each new piece to guide its next step until it pieces together the full story.
Okay, so it's a guided search instead of a bulk dump.
Exactly. And the structure they use to make that efficient is a three-layer graph. They represent memory as a Q-tag content graph, where associative tags serve as semantic bridges connecting fine-grained cues to memory contents. Operating on this structure, the active reconstruction mechanism integrates LLM reasoning directly into memory access, allowing the agent to iteratively explore and prune retrieval paths based on accumulated evidence.
So tags are the cheap thing you evaluate first.
Right. You don't fetch the whole memory unit until you've decided it's worth fetching. You look at the summaries, the tags, see which ones are relevant to what you've learned so far, and then you drill down.
That's actually solid engineering. But are the benchmarks real, or is this more benchmark gaming?
They tested on LoCoMo and LongMem Eval. Both are long horizon, multi-session, hundreds of turns conversations. Not toy data. And the margins are enormous. 118K tokens per query versus 3.26M for LangMem. Mragent significantly reduces token consumption and runtime costs compared to other agentic memory management approaches. They even have the runtime versus AMEM.
Okay, you're not wrong. That's not a rounding error, but I want to know the catch.
There is one. Memory is represented as a Q-tag content graph, where associative tags serve as semantic bridges. You need to build that structure first. It doesn't exist.
So manual labeling nightmare?
That's the trap everyone falls into. But no, the authors designed Mragent with an automated distillation pipeline that uses LLMs to process raw interaction histories and automatically populate the memory graph. You don't hand label. You run your interaction logs through an LLM, it extracts the metadata, and the graph gets built.
Okay, so the ingestion pipeline is the thing.
Yeah. Setting up Mragent isn't plug and play. Developers need to prepare a Q-tag content structure beforehand. Automation is the friend. The system uses an automated pipeline to populate the memory graph, easing the burden on developers. The setup phase is lightweight and simple.
So it's a background job that runs once over your history and populates the graph.
Exactly. You set up streaming or batch ingestion, pass raw user interactions through prompt templates, extract the Q-tag content tuples, store them in a graph database. Then at query time, the reasoning loop just traverses it.
That's actually the right way to architect it.
Okay. So I'm winning you over.
You are. This is real infrastructure work. It's not make the model smarter, it's change the loop the model runs in, episodic and semantic memory tiers, iterative pruning based on intermediate evidence. That's the constraint expressibility thing you always talk about. The agent can actually say, I need to know X mid-reasoning instead of just hoping the first retrieval caught it.
Why, yes. And that scales. Long horizon tasks stop being dump everything into context and start being reason your way through memory. It's a completely different product shape.
Okay, one last thing. Is this reproducible? Please tell me the code is public.
The code is available at the link in the show notes. They've got the LocoMo and LongMem eval datasets in there too, if you want to run the benchmarks yourself.
All right, I'm sold.
Episode 574, and Miles finally converts on a memory framework. I'm putting that in the show notes.
Don't.